Good. Okay. If you live in the Valley, you can pick up oldie stations and kids stations. And, well, we thought it was time for some fun. You know, this world doesn't have enough fun in it. So we put together a radio station that has a great time playing the music you grew up with. And we sprinkle in a good dose of fun. Nothing wrong with fun. Life's too short. So come on along with us and enjoy the fun ride on the Fun Music Station, 105.7 CFW.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. What some call an anti-Putin mutiny or coup was suddenly reversed after about a day.
The spark of rebellion in Russia began in Ukraine. Video posted by Wagner showed the alleged aftermath of a deadly missile strike killing dozens of its troops. The mercenary group's leader blamed the Russian military. Despite their denial, a furious Prigozhin vowed vengeance.
And set his army off for Moscow only to stop in reverse course. That is CBS's Ian Lee. About Vladimir Putin?
The appearance of being a strong leader, omnipotent, able to control the situation, always in charge throughout his tenure in power, until, of course, this moment.
Justin Burke is an expert on Russia, publisher of EurasiaNet.org. A year after the Supreme Court did away with federal abortion rights,
right now in our country, 23 million women of reproductive age live in a state with an extreme abortion ban in effect.
Vice President Harris, CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
There's nothing wrong with your radio. We're just adjusting your attitude.
Okay.
With the Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW. CFW.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. From here to there, if you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up.
This is 105.7 CFW. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
In the wind. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong with pockets of heavy rainfall and lows in the mid-60s. More pop-up showers and storms tomorrow, cooler, highs mid-70s. For Monday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, afternoon and evening storms may pop up, high in the low 70s. Currently, it's 66.
CFW.
Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Washington. This is 105.7 CFW.
Don't you keep me waiting all night long.
1057 CFW.
Walk this way, you and me, babe.
As much a part of summer as, excuse me 1 minute.
Hey, no running by the pool, kids.
Sorry. As much a part of summer as long days by the pool. Don't forget your radio. 1057 CFW. We'll be right back.
what's happening at CFW.
Food, snacks, and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
Seven CFW.
Thank you.
7 CFW, your official station of summer.
All I wanna do is have some fun.
As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, Think 105.7 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Oh, when that love comes down with a devotion. Well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you the door. Cause I gotta have faith.
Valley for a while, you know that WCFW's always been the station where FM stands for fine music.
This is WCFW, where FM means fine music.
Well, we think in addition to fine music, FM can also stand for fun music. The Valley station for fine music and fun music is here. Tell a friend about 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep-fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep-fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. It's midday now in Moscow after a day in history. Now it is unclear just what that history was, a mutiny, an insurrection, or a coup. A one-time Putin ally turned mercenary army chief started a military march on Moscow, then stopped and reversed. Former CBS Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
This whole drama has been horrible for President Putin's image, as he no longer seems fully in power over his whole country.
While next door,
as Russia's internal conflict plays out, the war in Ukraine continues. A Russian missile hit a 24-story tower in Kyiv, and Ukrainian officials say they've intercepted more than 20 missiles.
Correspondent Christian Benavides. In this country, 1 year after the Supreme Court reversed federal abortion rights,
it's been 365 days, but the debate over abortion is far from over. Reproductive rights advocates are vowing to continue the fight, while opponents are vowing to restrict abortion even further.
Correspondent Michael George, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foote.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM.